Tyre Power. Get 4 for 3 on Kumho passenger, SUV and four-wheel drive tyres. Your trusted tyre experts, that's Tyre Power.
7:02, happy Tuesday morning to you. We have our Weekend Warrior nomination in a moment. You can become a Lodex legend. Book at lodex.com.au. If you have any nominations for who you think was your Weekend Warrior, send them through on the text 0427154166. Josh has done that, saying Peter Dacos, great Weekend Warrior, but obviously not too many phone towers in the South African jungle.
Well, there probably wouldn't be, but anyway.
It was a challenging phone line, but that's okay. We are here thanks to Tyre Power, selected Kumho tyres. Buy three and get one free. So a massive show still to come over the next 90 minutes. Braden Cook will join us from the Crows in about 30 minutes. Sam Edmund, he's on early today because he's going to be heading off to the Western Bulldogs press conference.
Could be spicy.
Luke Beveridge, my goodness. We'll talk more about them shortly. But Bix, what we like to do on a Tuesday morning is you have a keen look at the football over the weekend, and then you break it all down for us.
Bix Breakdown on SENSA Breakfast.
Let's get down to business.
Yes, now today we're talking about the Adelaide midfield, which did cop a bit of flack after the loss last week. So after struggling with penetration when winning at stoppage, the Crows decided a change was necessary on the fast deck under the roof at Marvel Stadium. With the likes of Dawson, Crouch and Laird having a mortgage on the centre square attendances in the first four rounds, coach Matthew Nix expanded on Jake Saligo's rich vein of form and also introduced Isaac Rankin in a big way to use them as the mainstays at centre bounce. The results in winning clearances were slightly down from the previous match, but the effectiveness of the clearances were vastly different. With greater penetration and effectiveness, Adelaide ended the night with 18 marks inside forward 50 and moved the ball forward quicker and cleaner from stoppage, allowing more space for the forwards to operate in, and improved performances and scoring from the front six. Adelaide upgraded from scoring a goal every 7 entries in their first four matches to scoring a goal every 3 entries on the weekend. Whilst this doesn't spell the end to the on-ball careers of Laird and Dawson, it does provide greater depth and flexibility for the Adelaide midfield group moving forward. Berry was also very effective in the last quarter after being subbed in, and he will be the replacement for Crouch this week. The form of Saligo and Rankin should also embolden the Adelaide side to continue down this path, with Rochelli and Pedler still with plenty of upside to provide this Crows midfield. Interesting also was the output of Rankin. He attended 60% of centre bounces but produced a 3-goal return, his best for the season. Maybe proving you can have your cake and eat it too.
Oh, there I said it. Like they're doing footy classified when they get the pieces of paper out. It was impressive against a quality opposition. You think the deck at Marvel helped them too, because they did look a lot quicker.
It's interesting because we spoke with Darren Burgess last week, and we put that question to him. Do they cover the ground quicker? They've got GPS data. The players don't run any faster, but the ball moves quicker. It carries further. Interestingly as well with Isaac Rankin, that last statement around being freed up, you get up the ground. There was some great vision on, I can't remember, one of the footy shows. David King showed it though, and showed how when Isaac Rankin went in the midfield, as the ball moved away from stoppage, Rankin was just allowed so much more freedom. Other on-ballers get seduced by where the ball is. Rankin was able to drift forward, find himself on his own. The second to last goal, he took an uncontested mark in the goal square. It just showed, it highlighted he was on George Hewitt. Hewitt went to the ball. Rankin went forward, ends up taking a mark on his own in the goal square. So lots of things to contemplate, and what a shift 7 days can make. 7 days ago, people were saying Adelaide has no talent, the list is no good. And on the weekend, some of those young players, including Braden Cook, who we're going to speak to shortly, had some really nice moments.
Well, Daniel says on the text line 0427154166, Bix, this time last week, the Crows were gone. Now they're favourites to be 3-4 going into a home showdown against a team we've got the wood over lately. Season back on.
Back on. It's good. This week's a big game for Adelaide. If Adelaide are good enough to get over Essendon at home, which you would think.
Yeah, you'd think so.
They would start favourites. They then play North Melbourne in Tassie, and North are just going at the moment.
Well, I mean, that's being polite.
They could be, like you say, entering a showdown. They've won the last 3 showdowns, and they could be entering it with some momentum after 3 straight wins. So let's not get ahead of ourselves, Adelaide fans, but that would be a great sort of lead up to the showdown.
Are you suggesting ticker tape parade down King William?
No, no, no. What I'm saying is I love it when you have a showdown which has got a big build up to it, and two teams, if Port Adelaide's form can continue and Adelaide can get on a roll, it would be nice to think that Port would be sitting comfortably in the top four. Adelaide would be coming off a three-game winning streak. That would be quite a nice little build-up for what is quickly becoming one of the biggest rivalries in the AFL.
Are you suggesting Crom Premiers 2024? Is that what you're suggesting, Mark?
No, no, I'm not. I'm just saying I think it'll be a good build-up for the Variety Cup showdown.
Let's do this before we go into a break.
Weekend Warrior on SENSA Breakfast with Bix and Walshy.
All right, Lodex Equipment, hire your partner to grow. The long weekend special is 5 days for the price of two. Bix, I want to throw a nomination out there because it's the rising star nominee for this round, and that is Harley Reid from the West Coast Eagles. Now, I know you've got a little bit of Harley Reid fatigue because everybody over in Perth has been talking about him, but he has been absolutely outstanding. The good thing is the Eagles get their first win at home, so he gets his first win in front of the Optus Stadium crowd. What I wanted to play for you, though, was Matthew Lloyd on Footy Classified last night. Yep. Lloyd. This is Lloyd on Reid.
And you forget who won that game of footy, but you don't forget what this guy could be potentially for the next 15 years for a club. Like, to me, West Coast have been non-existent. Well, now you turn on the television.
So in hindsight, do you think they should have thrown that game and rested Larky?
I've been adamant and against that. But I still think to myself, for one win versus catapulting your club up the ladder, I've never thought this way in my whole life until I'm seeing what Harley Reid's going to do for West Coast for the next 15 years.
So Lloyd sounds a bit emotional talking about Harley Reid. They're saying that North Melbourne should have tanked last year and ended up getting that pick to get Harley Reid.
I love how he's going to play for the next 15 years. That's a long time. He's going to be 35 and just ripping it out. I don't know. I'm a bit like Matthew Lloyd. I've never thought that way. But when you look at the difference between, you know, potentially what Harley Reid could be at one, pick two. Who was pick two? Yeah, there you go. There's your answer. In the end, North Melbourne got Zane Dersmer at pick three. And he's going to be a great player. But once again, everyone's vision is 20-20 in hindsight, isn't it? And so it's very easy after the draft and after players do really well.
Yeah, Colby McKercher. Mm. Yeah, of course it was.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, mate.
So, yes, it's easy to say that, but if North Melbourne, if they did rest Larky and they did do other things to manipulate that result, there would be people lining up to come down on North Melbourne with a ton of bricks and call them tankers and, you know, all those things. So I still think we still want to win every game we can.
Become a Lodex legend. Book at lodex.com.au. He's right, though, Matthew Lloyd. When you turn on the TV now and the Eagles are playing, you're watching to watch Harley Reid and watching to not watch West Coast. If you're not a fan of the Eagles.
But let's just draw breath. Like, Harley Reid wasn't the best player on the ground. He's a young player and he did some nice things. But at the same time, like, Elliot Yeo.
Yeah, he was brilliant.
30 possessions, 2 goals, 15 clearances. That's the Elliot Yeo that there should be a search party gone out for the last 18 months. I know he hasn't been fit. He's had some injuries. Yeah. But where has this player been? And, yeah, and that's the story for the West Coast Eagles. Some of the players that have just gone missing for the last 18 months. And when they turn up, you can see. The other week they had 14 premiership players playing against Port Adelaide and were non-competitive. So
11 minutes past 7 on SENSA. We have some of your nominations for your very own breakdown. We'll get to them in a moment. 0427 154 166.